From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde in for Ross Reynolds. Should the public fund city council campaigns? That's the question the Seattle City Council is going to be taking up later this afternoon. A new property tax levy would raise about $1.5 million per year. The cost would be about $6 per year for the owner of a $400,000 home. Joining us with more on this proposal is Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien. He's sponsoring the legislation along with council members Nick Licata and Gene Godden. Mike O'Brien, Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet, David. Glad to be here.
So why should Seattle support publicly funded campaigns?
Well, David, we've seen the kind of corrosive effect of money in politics at the national level almost every week. And when we look at what's happening here at the local level, those same trends are happening. In the last decade, the average contribution to city races has nearly doubled. And over that same period, we've gone from where nearly two-thirds of the money raised in local races was from small donors, less than a third of that is today. And so I think it's important for the city to be proactive about getting this corrosive money out of politics and really supporting a strong democracy.
How do you think the money would actually affect big money in politics here in Seattle?
I think it would have a significant effect. The program we're talking about today would have a really a 6-to-1 match on low-dollar contributions. So it creates a really strong incentive to go out and reach to a broader community that are able to contribute small dollar amounts, but to be matched by city dollars, so you'd still be able to raise a significant amount of money to run a legitimate council race.
So if I raise a dollar, the public kicks in six?
Exactly. And it would go, there's two aspects of the program. One is this demonstration that you do have broad public support. So that means you would need to get 600 Seattle residents to donate $10 to your campaign to even qualify. Once you're in, the first $50 that any Seattle resident donates to you is eligible for that 6-to-1 match. And you could raise up to, you could have up to $245,000 to spend in a race, which is the average of what winning candidates have spent over the last eight cycles.
And it looks like there's a cap of $245,000 per candidate for the primary and the general elections. I'm wondering, what if somebody decides not to take the money? What happens then?
So it's an optional program. That's the way that the courts allow you to create these public financing systems. And so certainly someone could opt out of the program or could not opt in. They could raise money traditionally or self-finance, whatever that looks like. If someone is not in the program and they exceed that $245,000 cap, any of their opponents that are in the program would no longer be subject to the cap, but they could continue to keep the matching money that they've raised up to that limit.
So there, it's an improvement over systems where that that cap stays in place for all candidates?
Yeah, what we've seen, we've looked around the country at a handful of jurisdictions that are doing kind of modern versions of public financing, and that's a tradition we see. You know, we want to encourage as many people to get into the program as possible, and if folks are worried that they have an opponent that will outspend them significantly and that's a barrier to getting in the program, that's a bad thing. So this allows... we hope most people will get into the program. And on the rare occasion where someone stays out and raises a bunch of money, the folks in the program aren't going to be burdened by that. They'll still receive their match, and then they could do some additional fundraising on top of that if necessary.
It seems like with a lot of these elections, there ends up being this fundraising arms race, though. And so at some point, you know, if there's a cap or even if there's an end to the cap, somebody else is going to come in and say, well, I'm going to spend $1 million on this campaign.
We've seen the trends, the cost of races going up for sure. But one of the things we also have seen, especially in local elections, is there's a certain threshold that, you know, amount of money you need to have to get your message out. But you can double that or quadruple that, and it doesn't mean you're necessarily going to win. I mean, some prominent examples recently around that. And so what we're trying to do is create enough money so someone in the program can get their message out. And if they have a compelling message, we think they're going to have a decent shot at winning.
I also was reading that the Seattle City Council staff looked at this. They compared Seattle with three cities that actually have public financing systems. And in those cities, incumbents were elected 90% of the time, which is actually more than has been happening here in Seattle. So given that, I mean, you know, is it really worth the money?
There's a couple reasons why I think this is really important. One is it allows a whole new group of people to run for city council. If you're told that you have to raise $250,000 to be a viable candidate, it really limits who's capable of raising $250,000.
Right, but according to those numbers, they can run, but they don't win.
Well, what we also saw is when we get more people running, the nature of the race changes significantly. So regardless of whether incumbents are winning or challengers are winning, they're going out and talking to different communities, because instead of trying to simply go after big dollar donors, they're talking to everybody. And there's really strong evidence that communities that have never participated in the democratic process before get engaged with these types of systems. And that's the type of change that really, I think, strengthens our local democracy in ways that hard to measure all the benefits, but we know it's a good thing.
All right. Thanks so much for telling us about it.
You bet, David.
Mike O'Brien serves on the city council, which is going to be taking up this proposal later this afternoon, a new property tax to raise about $1.5 million per year to fund elections.